Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
And indeed, I have great gratitude to you for listening to this. I mean, it's very nice of you to spend some time with us, and we enjoy being with you. The number is 877-807-4048. And although most of the folks are listening to this on a delayed broadcast at a different time or the long tail of a podcast, it is indeed a live radio show. And it's even being heard on radios or devices that are doing what radios used to do. As a matter of fact, it's hard to find radio. Hang on to your radios. Someday they're going to be very valuable, just like books, newspapers, and magazines, all of these different appliances that defined an entire world of media unto themselves, all sloshing together here in the 21st century. So doing a radio show like this, especially for a guy like me who hasn't done a daily radio show in a very long time, I find it kind of, in some ways, very challenging and exciting. In other ways, unsettling and disorienting as to the whole issue of time and space. So I give you the number, 877-807-4048. Perhaps you're even listening online at gcnlive.com. And we would certainly love to hear from you. If you were around for the first 2 hours of this segment of the radio program being broadcast this day, we had a very interesting conversation with a fellow from London looking at America through British eyes, and an author who wrote a book called When I Married My Mother. And that's an eyebrow raiser, and they're both available at gcnlive.com if you missed that. I want you to have the opportunity to hear them. Also, a timestamp on this, something that normally I would not do with a program that is interdimensional. This is an interdimensional program. And that is, today is the day that we're broadcasting this in terms of the first time around, of a major event in world history. Today is a major event in media history, world history, political history, reality show history, on so many levels I can't even count them all. And that is tonight at Hofstra University, my alma mater, will be the first in the historic debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, each of them bringing a load of firsts. They are the first this, the first that. Each one of them are the firsts of something. And as my friend Graham Mack said to me in the other hour, it's pretty fascinating that this great popularity contest taking place in America has been whittled down to the final contestants being two of the most unpopular people in the country. It's pretty bizarre, to say the least. I have on the line with me a gentleman who is a really, really great media writer. He is a man who does personality profiles of some of the most interesting people in the world. He's done this for decades. He's an expert on radio. He's an expert on popular music. And he is very well versed in popular culture of all kinds. Some of you may remember him as the leadoff batter on that marvelously heartfelt program that I had the privilege of moderating on this very channel, on this very platform, several weeks ago when we had the radio industry tribute to Dr. Joy Brown. He was the leadoff, and I had him in the leadoff position for many reasons, including he was the most likely person to get onto first base, solid speaker, and very knowledgeable. Mike Kanosian, MK in L.A., how are you, my friend?
Doing great, Michael. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
How are things in Los Angeles today?
Very, very hot today. It is exceptional. exceptionally warm, going to hit triple digits, and you know, it's a beautiful day in L.A. Yesterday, of course, was the last game that Vin Scully will ever do at Dodger Stadium. He's got three more in San Francisco, but a very emotional day yesterday in the City of Angels, saying goodbye to the redhead Vin Scully, and I got to tell you, it came on a day where a couple of hours later we hear about Arnold Palmer passing away, and you just take a deep breath and go, these are truly legends. But I'm, you know, you and I did not talk about this in advance, but I couldn't be happier about what you're bringing up here as far as tonight and the debates go. I don't know about you, Michael, but I am on pins and needles. I can only imagine what Hillary and Donald Trump are going through right now, because my heart right now is just absolutely racing. And what you say is very, very true. It comes down to two people, but factor out that for a second. Factor out their popularity, unpopularity, trustworthiness, bombasticness, whatever you want to call it. But they're human beings at the end of the day, and if they're not nervous, I'd just be stunned.
I was wondering whether they're human beings. I wasn't so sure. I have a theory that they're androids, that they were manufactured someplace else, and that if you talk about a conspiracy theory, how can they really be human beings and not just have total meltdowns? And
I'll tell you that. I know you're being facetious, but I'll answer that. Mm-hmm. You know they're human beings when one of them contracts pneumonia. And you can say anything you want about, transparency or anything else, but it proves that you're a human being when you suffer from a disease, when you contract something that any one of us mere mortals can get. And I got to tell you, I'm shocked that this doesn't happen more often. And the schedule that they go through, what they're asked to do. And again, we can criticize all we want and say we deserve better or whatever. But the grueling process that we put these candidates through is truly amazing. And again, not to beat a dead horse here, but I just wonder what is going through their minds. And I'll tell you something else. Lester Holt is somebody who's on my mind right now. I really wonder the pressure that the moderator Lester Holt must be experiencing now.
I have more empathy for him as the moderator.
Yeah.
You see, I think Trump is just loving this. I think that Trump gets energized by attention. I think Hillary might be suffering. She seems a little less apt to enjoy the pleasures of the spotlight. I think her interests lie in power and in making a difference, whatever it is that she considers. I want everybody to know right at the outset of this conversation that I'm not going to display partisanship or favoritism to one or the other, and that I wish two other people were indeed running. But that's neither here nor there. I will give them the respect they deserve. But more importantly, I'm going to give the listeners the respect that there might be people listening who really care about one or the other, and they deserve respect. But as objective as we can have this discussion, there's a lot of things to find fault with or to pick apart, but the human element of this, Mike, and I appreciate you bringing that up, that is a fascinating aspect of this. And without this sounding like I'm defending Hillary Clinton, but rather, because if you say something nice about either, the other side gets angry.
Absolutely.
But without having this meant to defend Hillary, any other year, well, the music is playing. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll pick it up with how different it is, a candidate getting pneumonia this year than any other election. I'm Michael Harrison. More coming your way.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Call in at 877-807-4048. And now, Michael Harrison.
And my guest is Mike Kanosian, who is a very well-respected media writer in the trade publications of modern talk and music media. And we're talking a bit about popular culture and the human condition. And, Mike, as I was saying before, only in this election could you have a 69-year-old woman, the first female candidate, for president by a major party in the history of our country,
right,
get pneumonia on the road, lose her shoe, fall down, stumble, and have people angry at her for trying to soldier on without telling anybody she was sick. That's only in this election, and only in this election could you have someone like Trump make an obvious joke that and not a harmful joke when told that Hillary is going to have Mark Cuban in the first row, somebody who has been an outspoken critic of him. He says, well, maybe then I'll go and get Jennifer Flowers to be in the front row and have all the media say that Trump is inviting Jennifer Flowers, which both are ridiculous, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is the campaign that everybody is going to remember as the one that was turned into a circus. And, you know, I have to tell you that at one point I thought, and I have to underscore what you said earlier, and I agree with, this is totally nonpartisan. We're not talking about our favorites or who we favor one way or the other. But I must tell you that I found it terribly entertaining at the beginning, and it has turned into anything but entertaining now. It is it's serious stuff, and what we were talking before about human beings, they sort of bring it on themselves in a way, because a lot of the things are so robotic and rehearsed, and that's what we're going to see tonight. And from the audience standpoint, let's face it, I bet 8 out of 10 people are going to be watching tonight hoping to see a stumble. They don't want to see whoever they're rooting for go through perfectly. They want to see the other person fall flat on their face.
Yeah, of course, this year, falling flat on your face could be helpful. Sometimes the gaffes and the mistakes, or just the stupid statements or the dumb, ignorant statements, cause the candidate to become even more popular with their people. And it all comes down to something that I love to say, because I believe it's what I would like to stand for. And I only hope that I can always stand for it in my media work. And that is to seek truth as opposed to victory. Seek truth, not victory. We have become a culture of victory seekers. We don't want the truth, especially if the truth is weak, or the truth may make our side lose or our ego lose if we're invested in a team or a political candidate or whatever it is. And we have to get back to a culture, to a media, to journalism, to our educational system, to seek truth as opposed to necessarily seek victory. There's a concept.
Did you happen to John Oliver last night?
No, I did not.
Had an interesting thing, sort of talking about that, and I believe it was Politico that was his source. That 13% of what Hillary Clinton says is not true, whereas 53% of what Donald Trump says is not true. And, you know, those numbers are just shockingly high.
Yeah, they're shockingly high, and it's shocking more so that they're not held accountable for it. That people have such a lack of faith in journalism today and the media that people don't even know what to believe is true,
right,
when even major publications such as the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, taking a left and a right, say something, people think it's either biased or has a message, a nasty, ulterior motive for saying it. The other thing, the word bias, I find, is used out of context. Now, anything that you say that has an opinion attached to it, you're going to be accused of bias, as opposed to maybe just being objective. And if you say something about Hillary that is obviously true but negative, or you say something about Trump that's obviously true but negative, the people that are for those people won't respond by saying, well, yeah, you're right, I wish it weren't the case, but maybe, you know, it'll work anyway, or they're for other things. No, you're being biased. You're biased?
I agree with you 100%, and I'll tell you, not to open up a whole can of worms, we could talk about this literally for hours, but put that to the test by going on social media. You can make a declarative statement that has absolutely no sway one way or the other, and people are going to dissect it 12 different ways that you're in favor of a candidate where you're just saying, and I'll back it up. Remember when I asked you about John Oliver? People are going to say, oh, you're doing that because just the simple question of, did you see it last night? Oh, John Oliver, left-leaning. You must be a Hillary supporter. No, it was just, did you happen to see that? And people will read into anything for a particular lean one way or the other. It's amazing what social media can do and how that has just changed the complexion of things dramatically in this country.
Well, you know, you look at what I go through, and I'm certainly not asking for sympathy because I like what I do and I find it very, very invigorating, challenging, and meaningful. But in my job at Talkers Magazine, I head up the editorial board that votes on who gets the Freedom of Speech Award each year. And we have done this now for decades. This is not something that's new. We have done this year after year after year, going back all the way to the early 90s, and one year it'll go to someone like Rush Limbaugh. The next year it'll go to someone like Al Franken when he was on Air America. We have given this award to people that are on the left, people on the right, people in the middle, and people that aren't even in politics. No matter when we do it, though, no matter how we disclaim it, no matter how we explain it, people will always say, oh, you're a conservative. You're giving an award to Limbaugh. Oh, you're a liberal. You're giving an award to Franken. And the track record, the way it evens out over the years, the purpose of free speech, the purpose of defending the right of people to say something, especially if you disagree with it, thrown out the window. And I don't know. I think we need to be a little more tolerant. I think we have to have more of an education in terms of our children, how to use the internet, how to interpret the news, how to go to different sources. I think that we're suffering from a crisis of ignorance. And I think
in the example that you cite, Michael, and you know this better than anybody.
You want to hold the thought?
Truly better than anybody.
Hold the thought. Hold the thought of what I know better than anybody, because we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back with what I know better than anybody. That sounds very interesting. I'd like to find out. Thank you, Mike Kedoshian. More coming your way with Michael Harrison.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The Michael Harrison Show, stimulating conversation about life in these rapidly changing times.
And these certainly are indeed rapidly changing times. The changes are enough to wrap your head around, I'll tell you. It's a handful. Pardon my mixed metaphors. Mike, do you believe I'm babbling? Mike Kanojian.
Not only is that not true, I did want to mention before, you know, our time is cut short, you are doing a phenomenal job, and talk about a natural, and the experience that you have that you're drawing upon. Folks, this is one of the true greats out there.
Oh, gosh.
In talk radio and in music radio before that. And Michael, it really is a joy that you're back, and I use that word purposefully. I am sorry it's under these circumstances on the loss of our great friend Joy, but to hear you on the air again is truly remarkable. So no, not babbling at all.
Well, you're very kind. I appreciate you saying that. I wasn't fishing for a compliment. I am enjoying the opportunity to talk on the radio and kind of experiment with taking what Joy loved to do and take it beyond just psychology, because I'm not a psychologist, although I have a mind. Therefore, I know what could go wrong with it. But what do I know better than anybody that you were saying?
About the Freedom of Speech Award, and
yeah.
It is the most controversial thing because freedom of speech is so misunderstood by so many people. And what I was going to say was, quite succinctly, that if you're not offending both sides, you're not doing your job in that Freedom of Speech Award, and you go through this every single year. And you know you are doing your job because you get a lot of heat from each side, and that's when you know what you're doing is correct. If you didn't hear anything from anybody, you'd be very, very worried because nobody cares. If you only heard from one side, you know you're doing the wrong thing. But every year, Michael Harrison gets it from both sides because he is impartial, nonpartisan, and puts his neck on the line with this Freedom of Speech Award, just as those who receive it are putting his and her neck on the line every year.
Thank you.
But it's also, it's very, very, very a sticky situation.
No question. And, you know, with freedom of speech, in a nutshell, everybody says they're for it until they're put in a situation where they have to defend the speech of people they abhor or something that they really don't like.
Bingo, then that's exactly it.
Yeah.
You're doing, well, again, this could be a commercial for you, but the big picture is that people don't understand freedom of speech in the first place, and they don't understand when somebody defends it. Many times they're defending somebody they don't agree with.
Well, otherwise you're not really defending free speech. If you're defending somebody that you agree with, you're partially defending free speech, but you're defending an idea. But if you defend somebody with whom you disagree, you are standing up not for a bad idea, you're standing up for a great idea, and that is the right of people to speak without government censorship. Government censorship. Beyond that, this network that I'm broadcasting on, or the radio stations I'm broadcasting on right now, they're not obligated to put me on. If they don't like what I'm saying, they have every right to take it off, because freedom of speech protects their right, because they own the platform. You know, freedom of speech doesn't give you the right to have a soapbox. It just gives you the right not to be censored or censured by the government for, you know, political point of view. There are cases where you can get in trouble for what you say if it's, and this is very, you know, the old yelling fire in a crowded theater. That's a complex, abstract aspect of free speech, which further makes it a tough topic. But I can't think of any more important a topic to talk about. And also, you talk about danger. Going on a radio station that's a talk station in 2016 and openly saying, I don't like either of these candidates, and I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to vote for, and I'm not for either of them, and I'm going to be impartial, and I'll criticize both, and I'll criticize both parties, and I'll criticize the left, and I'll criticize the right, and I believe we need a left and a right. That's dangerous. That makes everybody hate you in a polarized society. You know, hey, I'm wishy-washy. I think it's more radical nowadays to preach peace and understanding and coming together than it is to join one side or the other. But that's me.
Isn't it remarkable, Michael, that, to kind of bring things full circle, we're talking about the great debate tonight and the medium that we love, radio and media in general, how it could be that in 1960, where JFK clearly won the debate on TV, yet you'll hear many people emphatically declare that Nixon won if you just listen to it on radio. How people can be so different in objectively, you know, Nixon the winner on radio, Kennedy the winner on television. It's remarkable what media does, and that was, what, 56 years ago?
Yeah, it was 56 years ago.
Can you imagine social media if that existed in the Kennedy Nixon debate, what that would have been like?
Well, they say that Abraham Lincoln wouldn't have won election as president had television existed in those days.
Better.
You know, and now that we're getting into the era of mixed media and cross-platform media, the uniqueness of each platform and the impact it has is now being watered down. We're in a very confusing time for media packagers, for producers of television shows, radio shows, magazine publishers, movie makers. Very difficult because the platforms are fluid right now. There was once a time you put on a play, it was for a stage. You make a television show, it was for the screen, for a TV set. Radio show was in radio. If you published a magazine, it was in paper. And then even websites for a while were clearer. But now, if you have a website, you also have to take into consideration what it's going to look like on a mobile device or a screen that's 2 inches wide,
right,
as opposed to a big screen. And it's a very, very confusing time in terms of the form and the content and the balance between them in terms of media. I want to backtrack. I have a note here. You mentioned before about with the debate that some people are going to be hoping that their candidate makes it through without a gaffe, and
right,
others are hoping that the other guy or lady has some type of a terrible mistake and a meltdown. You ever hear the term shared embarrassment or secondhand embarrassment?
Yeah.
I'm worried going into this that I'm going to be embarrassed for both of them. I enjoy seeing people slip on banana peels when I know that nobody gets hurt, you know, on those like fail shows and those blooper shows and those YouTube
right
videos.
Right.
But I hate seeing anybody go through pain or get hurt, even if they're a dastardly politician. And I hope that it's not embarrassing tonight. I hope that nobody gets embarrassed.
I believe and I could be wrong, but I believe wholeheartedly about this, that this election cycle is so polarizing that it is bringing out, I don't say the worst in people, but it's bringing out a real dark side in people where there is tremendous venom on each side against the other person. And we could do a whole show on political ads, but I know it's in vogue that you attack the other candidate, but we're not seeing anything about vote for me because these are my strengths. Everything that you're hearing is anti the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what their partisans are doing too. These people are not so much in favor of their candidate. They want to see the other person fail.
When right,
the Republican convention, lock her up with such vitriol. It's very scary, and I believe that partisans on each side are going to be hoping that their candidate makes that the other candidate makes a huge blunder, and that's what they're hoping for. And I hear you very loud and clear that, you know, there are going to be some, you hope, that are going to win if that happens.
Yeah, also it may go very smoothly for both, and everybody will then complain that it's boring. Quick break, Mike, and then we have the final segment of our hour, and we will use it to make it a meaningful listening experience for our audience. I'm Michael Harrison with Mike Kanojian, and stick around, we got more coming your way.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds
and
keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Call in at 877-807-4048.
I'm Michael Harrison, final segment of our program, and we're talking with a very good friend and a man I admire greatly, Mike Kanojian. He's in Los Angeles, and I'm in Massachusetts, and you are somewhere on the planet Earth, and who knows? Who knows? Maybe even beyond. And, it's very possible with media today, this program might be listened to 1,000 years from now. They didn't have that ability back in the old days. They didn't record things on video or audio. They just carved it in stone. Now, imagine, Mike, if we had video of George Washington or Jesus or the cavemen.
I would love to see what it was like back in any of those days that that you hypothesized there. It would be something, especially I think in the political spectrum, to see, you know, you evoked the name of Abraham Lincoln, and you know what the Lincoln Douglas debates were like. If we had actual footage of that, if we had actual audio of that, and you know what the founding fathers were really like, and you know that
yeah, well, we would be shocked. It certainly would be a disappointment, because it wouldn't be anywhere near what our mind's eye have in those days. You know, photographers were the chroniclers of reality, and then before that it was artists and writers. You know, back in the Renaissance, you know, when somebody like Leonardo da Vinci would make a painting, or Michelangelo or Rembrandt, and some of these great scenes, The Last Supper, these were like major movies. People would view them the way we look at movies today. This is the artist's depiction of a biblical scene or something of history, and they would argue over it. The Last Supper, Da Vinci did that, right? I'm getting fried here. They would look around town. They would try to find models for each person at the table, or in a painting, so that each person was portrayed in a way to get a truth across, or at least a truth that the artist had. That being said, here as we go into the digital age and the fabulous evolution of media, we're talking about the election and its polarizing effect, talking about what would happen if somebody makes a mistake or an embarrassment or a gaffe. I kind of think in this age of polarization, Mike, that nothing would change. People are not going to change their views about their team or the candidate or the party in which they've invested their support, and in many cases their pride and their ego. I don't know whether or not this election, a misstatement, a mistake, or something could actually turn the tide. It's that polarized. And one other thing I want to throw at you. This election is breaking up friendships and families.
Oh, it's absolutely doing that. And to go on your point for one second, I totally agree with you, and I can't imagine, you know, we're bombarded with these polls and people analyzing polls literally hour by hour. And it fascinates me that anybody in the final week of September can be truly undecided. Have you encountered anybody who's undecided? I certainly haven't. And your point is very well taken about families, that you know, it to see it split and to see it have this kind of an effect. You know, sports is one thing where you can have a Red Sox fan and a Yankees fan under the same roof. It's all in good-natured fun, and nobody, you know, the old expression, nobody's going to get hurt.
Right.
In politics, it's a little bit different. The passion level, I believe it is having an effect where the families are affected by this, and it's truly remarkable to see. It underscores the point about how this is so polarizing. But I truly cannot imagine anybody at this late stage that is undecided. And to your point, the major point with the debate, a lot of hype, a lot of anticipation, but you're still going to feel the same way whatever happens tonight. You're still going to back your candidate. And I go back to my original premise that you're going to hope that the other person falls flat. And, you know, that's just the way it is in 2016. It is a year unlike anything we've ever seen.
And I just hope it's not something that is the door to a new era where this is the way it's going to be from now on.
It will be if there are candidates so unique like a Trump, and not to harp on him, but he's the wild card in every possible context of that expression. He is, because, look, you don't even know which Donald Trump is going to show up tonight.
Correct.
And that says it all. You can't even anticipate what the opponent is going to be like, and that's never happened before. The word never applies in so many contexts in 2016, and that's what's made it interesting, fascinating, entertaining, scary, whatever you want to call it. And I don't think is going to happen. I don't think tonight is going to be boring.
It could be. You know, it could be boring, and I'll tell you why. Both sides might be so careful as to not, you know, step in poo-poo, that they'll just play it so safe that it'll be boring. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, that the press, the media, and the public is going to be upset because it wasn't entertaining. It was so boring. It didn't turn out, you know, come on. Let's be honest. Most people are watching this because they it's like a football game. They want to be entertained. Am I being cynical?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, you want to have, it's like good radio. You want to be entertained. You want to be informed. And I don't know if the information level in this campaign, especially for tonight, is going to be as critical, maybe, as the entertainment quotient. But it truly depends on which Trump shows up, number one, in my opinion, and also number two, and I don't want to sound so redundant about this, but it's going to be a large factor on Lester Holt. If he keeps it moving and does his job effectively, it might be boring. If he gets things, if it's out of hand, it might be entertaining. And
it
depends on what the electorate wants. I would hope that the electorate would want it to be informative.
Well, let's hope so. Let's give the people of this country some credit, and let's hope for the best. Mike Kanojian, thank you so much for joining us. The program has come to a conclusion. That's Mike Kanojian out in L.A., media writer and good friend. And thank you, Manny Hill, on the front line. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. Michael Harrison, right here on what used to be called a radio.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.